The hospital is registered under HICWA for 78 beds, but they are presently not using 78 beds because they don't have the staff in order to be able to utilise all those beds, first of all, because we have seen massive staff cuts in the hospital. In 2005, there was 140 staff in St. Joseph's. In 2010, 123 staff. Today, we have something in the 90s officially that includes people who may be seconded elsewhere, who are off sick, and so on. But we have seen a massive reduction in staff, and those 78 beds can't be utilised. They can't be used. There has been a lack of investment into the hospital in both resource and in the infrastructure with regard to the residential areas. While there has been investment in the administration section in the last few years since I came here to Stranorlar, that hasn't happened in the residential areas.
So then back to that figure, when the
there was 99 beds, let's not forget, just before I came to Stranorlar, there were 99 beds in use in the hospital. So we clearly see from 99 to 78 and now going to 64.
So when the HSC issues a statement saying that it has a capacity currently of 67 beds, what do we read into that?
We read into that...
Figures
are being played with, figures are being massaged, and the fact of the matter is that that's the beds that they are using at the moment, because the community hospital in Stranorlar is understaffed, as are other community hospitals. There is an underutilization of beds in other community hospitals. I would argue that it's an underutilization of community hospitals throughout the country, which is seeing the desperate situation we see in Letterkenny, which is the only acute hospital we have in this large county of ours, where we see gross overcrowding, where we see them struggling to cope, where we see cancelled procedures on a daily basis. Full protocol, has been used more in the hospital this year. Full capacity protocol has been used in the hospital, and people are being turned away. One of the finest hospitals we have in the country, but yet we can't get the people in there. We can't get the people through there. We see delayed referrals where somebody needs to go on to another hospital, say in Dublin or Galway, for a procedure. They're being held in Letterkenny for weeks on end because if they send them home, they won't get that procedure done maybe for 17 months or 20 months. And yet these are the type of people that could be going in to beds in community hospitals if those community hospitals were properly staffed. What I see is that there is no joint up thinking within the HSE. One hand doesn't seem to know what the other hand is doing.
It doesn't seem to make any sense, though, because you've pointed out, your group has pointed out, 1,800 patients were no longer needed to be in Letterkenny University Hospital, but no access to appropriate step-down care, such as nursing home or a home care package. Home care package, of course, not necessarily what we're talking about here, or not at all what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But, you know, if we're not increasing beds in our community hospitals, and we're still waiting on this facility in Letterkenny, which is not going to suit everyone in the regions, in inverted commas, there doesn't seem to be any intention to sort of address the problems, the two separate problems, which really in reality are one and the same to some extent.
You see, what is mind-boggling in all of this is that we have a perfectly functioning hospital here in St. Joseph's, as we have in other community hospitals, Lifford, Remelton, Donegal Town, for example, even over as far as my own home place of Dunlow. And yet they are reducing beds in these hospitals, hoping that something will emerge in 5 years' time in Letterkenny. They're putting all their eggs into this basket of a new community hospital at Letterkenny.
But the problem
in the meantime, reducing beds in the community hospitals at a time when there is a greater need, more need than ever in Letterkenny, more chaos than ever in Letterkenny with regard to capacity. So I can't understand it. Maybe others can understand it, but I can't understand what they're doing.
I was going to say, you talked about eggs in baskets. The problem is, the feeling is that the basket is too small for all the eggs that they would be wishing to put into it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So then what have you learned from the HSE statement on the Rattigan report today, then, that we didn't know? Firstly, there's a discrepancy between the amount of beds, the capacity. But in terms of, I mean, you would agree, for instance, that investment is required to improve patient safety and privacy and dignity, and that work is planned and scheduled and budgeted for, isn't it?
Yeah, the HSE statements and the statements from government, I don't know. I can't make sense of all of what is happening at the moment, because on the 13th of April 2017, we were told that this statement was complete by Minister McHugh. He said, "I'm delighted that the news that the reports on Remelton and Stranorlar have gone to HICWA for approval." Then on the 27th of July, the HSE published this community report as the final solution and sent it to HICWA for approval. And again, that's within that is the reduction of beds. But the latest statement I had on your show, came through to your show the other day, is that this is not a plan at all. This is only a discussion document now. And yet we see statements from HSE, from government minister, saying that these plans have been approved up months ago, and now it's only a discussion document. So I can't understand it. I'm at sea. There's so many contradictory statements coming out at the moment that I don't know.
Okay.
What's what? I can't understand what's what, or what statement is correct, or what is the position. We're in a situation now where we don't know what the position of the HSE is. What is a plan? What's not a plan? What's a discussion document? What has I can't understand it anymore.
Yeah, and look, you know, you are a spokesperson, and you speak on behalf of the group.
Yes.
But the concerns really have to lie with patients and families because of the uncertainty. And we know the cases. We've spoken to the lovely families that use St. Joseph's, and we've heard firsthand the stories that when uncertainty is put out there, and I'll be completely honest with you, not being able to provide certainty, I feel part of the problem, and I feel guilty in that I'm sort of making people feel nervous, or I'm making their situation worse, and I don't like feeling like that. But you know that when you're covering this story, that's very much how it feels, because you can't pin down an answer, you can't get clarity, you can't find out what the actual plan of action is.
Our group, from day number one, our aim was always to protect the patients and to protect their families and to protect the services we had in St. Joseph's Hospital. HSE on several occasions have been very reluctant to engage with us. And when they have engaged with us, they promised us all sorts of information that never was forthcoming afterwards. But what we see is contradictory statements between, we saw the contradictory statements from within the HSE itself. We see contradictory statements from the local minister and the HSE. But not alone that, we see a minister for older person services, Jim Daly, answering a parliamentary question and putting this particular position on the record of Dolly Earn, which he hasn't changed. And he comes on to Highland Radio News himself to contradict his very own parliamentary reply. And we see Minister McHugh contradict the position.
But in relation, yes, but Minister Father, in fairness,
we're not trying to cause confusion.
But in fairness to that,
upset. What we're trying to do, what our group is trying to do, is to try to hold the HSE and the government to accountability and to give us what is the exact position.
Yeah, but in fairness to Minister Joe McHugh on that question, he was caught out there, and it was an old answer that was given. I mean, we do know that.
No, it wasn't an old answer, Greg, because it referred to the Rattigan report. It was not an old answer. It was a current answer.
Okay.
And
now,
I will hold Minister Daly to account on that if he agrees to meet us, because he gave us a current answer. He spoke about the report, and the report into the hospitals did not exist when Minister Kathleen Lynch decided to remove the services out of St. Joseph's, and he referred to the current report. So it can't be an old answer. It couldn't be an old answer, because there was no report in place. There was no word of Rattigan when Minister Lynch spoke. So that would be wrong to say that it was an old answer, because it clearly was not.